Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 21st, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, after announcing WWDC 2025 in March, Apple has now provided more details on the schedule for all the festivities. The company has also invited members of the press, including yours truly, to attend in person. Apple says the week will kick off on June 9th with an Apple keynote at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The keynote will be available to stream on Apple.com, in the Apple TV app, and on YouTube. You can also watch after the fact via on-demand playback. It's during this keynote that Apple will announce all of its forthcoming software updates, including iOS 19, watchOS 12, macOS 16, visionOS 3, and more. On June 9th at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, Apple will hold its annual Platforms State of the Union. The annual Platforms State of the Union takes a deeper dive into the new tools that power Apple's new software updates. It's generally a bit more technical and developer-focused than the standard keynote. The State of the Union will also be streamed in the Apple Developer app, on Apple's website, and on YouTube, with on-demand playback available after the fact. And specifically for developers, Apple says it will release over 100 technical sessions throughout the week of WWDC to give developers a chance to dive deep into the latest technologies and frameworks with Apple experts. These sessions will be available via the Apple Developer app, website, and YouTube channel. Developers can also connect directly with Apple experts through online group labs and one-on-one appointments. This again gives developers a way to learn more about the biggest announcements from the week directly from Apple engineers. Again, WWDC 2025 kicks off on June 9th, and you can hit the link in the show notes for a full look at Apple's schedule. Speaking of things Apple might announce at WWDC, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple will open its Apple Intelligence AI models to third-party developers for the first time. The company is planning a new software development kit and related frameworks that will allow third-party apps to integrate and build upon the same large language models that Apple uses across iOS, iPadOS, and macOS. This means that developers will be able to integrate the underlying technology for things like notification summaries, text editing, and image playgrounds into specific features across their applications. To start, Apple will open up its smaller models that run on devices, so developers can tap into those models to power features in their individual apps. The lack of developer access to Apple's Apple Intelligence models has forced app makers to rely on technology from third parties. Apple hopes by opening its own models to third-party developers, it can recapture some of that developer focus and reduce its overall platform reliance on companies other than itself. So for instance, instead of a developer having to rely on ChatGPT for image generation features in their app, they can instead rely on Apple's own image creation models. The question is whether developers will be willing to accept the trade-offs of using Apple's on-device models, which are less capable and less powerful than cloud-based models offered by companies like OpenAI. In addition to this upgrade to AI availability for developers, iOS 19 will also include other features that we've talked about before, like the dramatic visual redesign and an AI-powered battery management tool. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze Computer Backup was built for Macs. It runs natively on macOS, seamlessly backing up all of your business-critical files in the background without slowing down performance. It's easy to manage and simple to restore. Lost a file? No problem. Quickly restore files from the cloud or even have a physical drive shipped to you for easy recovery. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively score 10% off at checkout with code 9to5daily. That's 9to5daily at checkout for 10% off. Just go to backblaze.com/buy to purchase now or backblaze.com/9to5mac to create a trial account. My thanks to Backblaze for supporting 9to5Mac Daily. Rounding out today, after nearly a five-year hiatus, Fortnite is back on the App Store for iPhone and iPad users in the United States. Epic Games announced the return of the Battle Royale gaming app last night, and you can head to the App Store now to download it. The app is also back in the Epic Games Store and Alt Store in the European Union. The backstory here is that Apple kicked Fortnite off the App Store in August of 2020 after Epic Games added a backdoor payment method to the game to circumvent Apple's in-app purchase system. Epic's US Apple developer account was also banned at this time. A multi-year legal battle then ensued between the two companies, with an initial ruling announced in September 2021. Then both Epic and Apple appealed separate parts of that ruling. The latest big development in the Epic and Apple legal case came earlier this month when Judge Yovan Gonzalez-Rogers issued an injunction barring Apple from charging commission or otherwise interfering with developers' ability to direct customers to payment methods outside of the App Store. Apple had initially implemented support for allowing developers to redirect users outside the App Store, but it still charged a 27% commission on those transactions and had a number of other requirements in place for developers who actually wanted to use the feature. On May 9th, Epic Games announced that it had submitted Fortnite to the App Store in the United States using its Epic Games Sweden account. The version of Fortnite submitted used both Apple's in-app purchase system as well as an external payment option through the Epic Games Store. 1 week later, Epic claimed that Apple had blocked its Fortnite submission worldwide, including its availability in alternative app marketplaces in the EU. Apple, however, said it did not take action to block Fortnite's availability in the European Union, and instead it simply asked Epic Games to resubmit its EU update without including the US storefront. Up until that point, however, Apple had not indicated whether it would reinstate the app to the App Store. In a letter to Epic Games, Apple said it would not take action on the Fortnite app submission until the court decided on its request for a pause of the initial injunction. Apple is also formally appealing that decision. Epic Games then sent a letter to Judge Gonzalez-Rogers calling on the court to require that Apple promptly accept compliant Epic apps, including Fortnite, for distribution on the U.S. App Store. And last but not least, this week, Judge Gonzalez-Rogers said that an Apple official personally responsible for ensuring compliance would have to appear in court if Epic and Apple failed to resolve the matter outside of court. That person would need to be fully prepared to answer any questions on the topic during a hearing on May 27th. So rather than go back to court and face more questioning from a judge who is clearly fed up with its antics, Apple relented and accepted Fortnite, so it's once again available on the App Store. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.